to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
This devotion was written by Bill Green and read by Jim Stovall. Room at the Table, Luke 5:29-32. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and there was a large crowd of tax collectors and others reclining at the table with them. The Pharisees and the scribes were complaining to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." We all look down on the Pharisees for assigning people or groups into favored or rejected categories. But don't we do the same? You might not mean to, but we often speak disparagingly about the homeless, about a person needing to get a job, about a faith group or nationality or a political party. Are these comments not the same as what the Pharisees were doing? I know I have caught myself doing this. I don't intend to demean the other groups, but when I do this, I realize that I am seeing myself as one of the righteous, one blessed by God, and not like them. This causes me to come to an ever greater awareness. I have become a sinner whom Jesus is calling to repentance. For Jesus said that we are to love others as He has loved. And we know Jesus did not place limits or labels on people or restrict His love. It is at that moment I realize that Jesus is saying that I am sick, I need the great physician. Even more, Jesus says that there is room at the table for me, not because I deserve it, but because He loves me. That challenges me to remember to strive to become welcoming and loving towards all. A while back on Facebook, the boy, about age 5, went to a fast food restaurant with his family. After they had gotten their meal, he was looking around and saw a man sitting all by himself. The boy got down and went over with his meal and sat in the opposite seat to the man. Mom was getting up to bring him back to the table when she saw the man smile and welcome the boy. For the next few minutes, they sat together talking as they ate. Soon the little boy came back to his family. When asked why he had done this, he said, "No one should eat alone." The mom admitted to feeling guilty. She had seen the man and ignored him. Her son saw a person in need of love. When we are feeling lost, alone, and hurting, Jesus comes and sits at our table. When we are sitting at the table feeling entitled, Jesus looks at us with sad eyes and gets up and moves to another table, one that needs Him and welcomes not just him, but all whom He has gathered to His feast. May we learn to have a welcoming heart to all, knowing everyone we meet has a place at Jesus' table. Our prayer today, loving God, when I start feeling negative toward others, stop me. Remind me that You love them and that they are welcomed at Your table as much as me. Encourage me to be welcoming and non-judgmental, for I know this is what it takes to truly dine with you. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.org.